Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Here we go. Hour number three of our radio program. That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. The NFL is always hot this time of the year. We got trades, and more trades. These NFL teams are like Oprah Winfrey during the Christmas time of the year. Where it's like, you get a trade. You had the Pittsburgh Steelers trading Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles. Basically, Sam, to right, it's a swap of a third and a four is how it goes down.
Basically, the Eagles moved up 20 spots from the fourth round to the third round and then gave up two future seventh round picks. The Steelers couldn't get rid of Kenny Pickett faster.
Yeah, and you're 100% right. And I think if you're listening to us at youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio, we're just having some problems with the cameras right now. It'll be up momentarily, but you can hear the audio. So yeah, it was basically nothing. It was kind of similar to what happened with Sam Howell going from the Commanders to the Seattle Seahawks. It's basically you just swap some picks and it's pretty much not a mucho there. Not much going on. So not only do you have that, but then earlier in the day, you have the Minnesota Vikings making a trade. And the Minnesota Vikings made a trade with the Texans where they pick up the Texans' 23rd pick in the first round. I have two reactions from that. One we've talked about, the other we haven't. So let me do the one that we haven't talked about first. The one that we haven't talked about was I'm kind of disappointed in the Texans. Now, it's tough to really fault the Texans for making a trade because the Texans have had a lot of success in the last year plus, in working the draft the right way, and everyone crushed them for the move that they made to number three to go get Will Anderson Jr., given that first-round pick, and it didn't really come back to haunt them. And they had so much extra draft capital with the way that things were lined up because of the whole Deshaun Watson trade. But what I will say is this. I'm disappointed with the Texans because I wanted to see them maybe take a wide receiver at 23 or move up from 23 and go get one of those big-name wide receivers, even if it's not a Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, or Roma Dunze, with how many wide receivers that we could see go in the top 20 picks. So not only do you have that, I know you could go get someone in the second round. It could still be very favorable. I was a little bit disappointed from the Texans side of it. But from the Vikings side of it, this does signal that they're going hunting for their next quarterback. And not only are they going hunting for their next quarterback, they're doing everything in their power to get as much ammunition as possible to end up moving past the Giants at six. So you're going to see a scenario unfold where in a few days, a few weeks, right before the draft, somewhere in the next month, you are going to see not only the Vikings move into the top five, but we're going to see how far up in the top five that they're going to go. And also the other thing is if you can't execute a deal for the quarterback that you want, you could stay at 11 and then you also have another first round pick at 23. So the way I look at Minnesota now, Minnesota comes off to me as a team that's looking to jump the Giants. They'll try to give the Commanders a call. They'll try to give the Patriots a call. Daniel Jeremiah joined us earlier. He doesn't think the Patriots are moving the pick. He thinks the Commanders are more willing to listen than the Patriots. But I'm going to say that when you look at Minnesota, they're trying to get to 2 or 3. If they don't get to 2 or 3, then the Cardinals and Chargers are the next team that are going to get called. And I go to the Chargers because I do feel as if the Cardinals should take Marvin Harrison Jr. Give Kyler Murray a chance. Go get him a bona fide number one wide receiver. But the Chargers at 5, I think we had an idea of what the Chargers were going to be this year. And what most of our idea was, it's different than what the reality is going to be. The Chargers were in cap hell. And I know I'm someone that says, oh, the salary cap, you can move around numbers and things like that. Ultimately, you do have to get rid of some players. So they elected to get rid of Keenan Allen, who's still a very productive wide receiver, but there's a lot of wear and tear on that body, and he's getting up there in age. Mike Williams has been in the NFL longer than you think, and unfortunately, he's such a good wide receiver, but his problem is he can't stay healthy. So what the Chargers have done this offseason is you had stalwart names there for a while of an Austin Eckler, you had a Keenan Allen, you had a Mike Williams, and they said goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. They shipped off Keenan Allen to the Chicago Bears, the Bears getting ready to be primed to go take Caleb Williams and put him in a great position to succeed with not only Keenan Allen, but you have DJ Moore. In addition to that, you get DeAndre Swift, the running back who came over from Philadelphia to Chicago. So they're getting set to put their young quarterback in a position to succeed with Caleb Williams. But the Chargers are sitting there now at 5. And I think we could easily say, oh, and I said it, Malik Nabers or Rome Odunze, welcome to the Chargers. But I can see the Chargers in year one treating this as a culture year and a wash year, where sure, we think they'll get right back with Jim Harbaugh to looking like the team that only made the playoffs a few years ago, 2 years ago, but improving off of that. But there are ways to improve. There's ways to change the outlook of your franchise in year one and still maybe not have the results all add up on the field. And that's what you could have happen here with the Chargers, where sure, Chargers stay at 5, Odunze or Nabers, that should be the pick. Maybe it's Brock Bowers. I would not take Brock Bowers at 5, but maybe the Chargers do. So the Chargers right now are in a situation where there's going to be high expectations. I just don't think those expectations, though, are fair. Like, Santer, would you agree that when Jim Harbaugh got hired, a lot of people realized that there was going to have to be some changes with the roster? But many people said, you got Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh, 4 years with the 49ers, got to 3 NFC title games and a Super Bowl. Jim Harbaugh, right away at Michigan, started to win some things, started to improve the trajectory of that program. Like, on the surface, Harbaugh and Herbert, you would think, would be in contention for a playoff spot. They may be. But in all likelihood, the chances of them making the playoffs this year are more unlikely rather than likely. And that's coming from maybe the biggest Jim Harbaugh supporter on national radio. Death, taxes, Zach Gelb defending Jim Harbaugh the last 3 years. All right? Guilty, guilty, guilty as charged. I'll raise my hand on that one. I love Jim Harbaugh. But I feel like this is going to be a transitional year for the Chargers. And the Chargers now, bringing in the new GM from the Ravens with Telesco going to the Raiders after they fired Telesco, they got to hit on these draft picks. These next two drafts are enormous because you have the quarterback, you're paying the quarterback, but now you've had to facelift your offense and your team with getting rid of Eckler, and it was time. Getting rid of Keenan Allen, it was time. Getting rid of Mike Williams, it was time. And I guess they're keeping Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa, but maybe that gets revisited in a year from now. So this scenario with the Chargers, they really got to hit it out of the park the next 2 years in the draft. And this is one thing you know. Jim Harbaugh does an incredible job in developing players. And Jim Harbaugh is more of your traditional football mind. In year one, I would have said right when it happened, make the playoffs and it's a success. I just don't think now it's very likely, especially with how loaded the AFC, like in the NFC, hey, you go 9-8, you make the playoffs. But in the AFC East, you got the Bills, you got the Dolphins, you got the Jets with Rodgers coming back, the AFC North, all four of those teams can make the playoffs. Steelers just did a year ago. The Browns, we'll see what Watson can do. They were just in the postseason. The Ravens were the number one seed in the AFC. The Bengals get back. Joe Burrow in the AFC South, quietly becoming a fun, intriguing division. The Texans are a stud of a team. The Jaguars, let's see if they bounce back with Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson. The Colts almost made the playoffs last year without their starting quarterback. AFC West, though, it's kind of like, eh. The AFC West feels like the AFC East when the Patriots had their reign. The Chiefs have their act together. That's for damn sure. That's the hot take of the day, folks. The Chiefs have their damn act together. The Chiefs are the standard. The Broncos don't have a damn clue. The Broncos right now don't know the difference from their elbow to their tuchus, if we're being fair. All right? They have no direction. And I'm out on Sean Payton, too. I can't stand him. I think he's just become insufferable. The Raiders, I want the Raiders to be good. I want the Raiders to be good for the mental health of Stuart Kovacs. I don't like when Stu looks unhappy. I don't. It annoys me. I want my team to be positive. I want my team to be happy. Stu has Max Crosby. Makes him happy. Stu has Devontae Adams. Makes him happy. Stu has Christian Wilkins. Makes him happy. Stu has Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. Gardner Minshew is a gamer. He ain't winning anything, though, with Gardner Minshew. They got to get a quarterback, okay? They need to get a quarterback. But the Raiders have a positive outlook for the first time in the longest time because Antonio Pierce did a good job towards the end of last season taking over for Josh McDaniels. However, what is the Josh McDaniels tax there? Because you could have put Samter in front of that team and the locker room culture would have been better than it was with Josh McDaniels. I'm not taking anything away from Antonio Pierce, but was it the honeymoon stage? And when does that kind of fade away? And then we see how good the Raiders can actually be. You got to ultimately find the quarterback. The Chargers are still the team long-term in the AFC West that have the best chance in that division to try to take the cape away a little bit from the Kansas City Chiefs. Just what I'm saying is, and I hate to use a cliche here, but I'm going to use one anyway. Rome wasn't built in one day. So anyone thinking that the Chargers are going to be built in one day just because you get Jim Harbaugh, you're foolish. Look how long at Michigan, he took a big step, but to really get Michigan going, look how long that did take. Now, sometimes you get more patience in college than you do the NFL, especially now. This is the most impatient I've ever seen the NFL. You know, I used to think coaches, when they're taking over a program that doesn't really have a lot of sustained success in the past, like not one of those teams that you're in the playoffs and then you fire the coach because they can't get you over the hump in the playoffs, but I'm talking about a team that's usually on the outside of the playoffs than inside the playoffs. Usually I say year one a wash, year two improve, and then year three, go contend. Coaches don't get 3 years anymore. And you know what we're also seeing, Santer? And this is not a Herbert point. This is just a general point because I believe in Herbert. Quarterbacks, when you get drafted now, because of how important that rookie contract is, quarterbacks now aren't getting as many years as they used to get. We've seen a lot of teams, whether they don't give the extension or they do give the extension, move on from those quarterbacks shortly after that. And that's quarterback and head coach, two most important positions in the NFL. Two most talked about positions in the NFL. When you get your opportunity, you better be damn ready. Because not everyone's like Green Bay that's like, oh, we're going to take Rodgers, sit him. We're going to take Love, sit him. They usually throw those quarterbacks to the wolves very quickly. Coaches now, the clock starts to tick right away. And you have a bad year one, you could get fired. Usually you'll get year two, but then you go into year two with the coach being on the hot seat if year one is that dreadful. Now, Harbaugh gets the benefit of the doubt because of what he's done. And I believe in Jim Harbaugh. I think Jim Harbaugh is going to get the best out of Justin Herbert. But what I'm saying here, Samter, is I just don't think it's fair to expect this team for next year to be a 10 or 11 win team when you just got rid of two wide receivers, you got rid of your running back, and you could only do so much in the draft where it's okay, what helps you for this year and what builds you for the future too with trades and moving back and things like that. So the Chargers this year, even if they only win like 7 or 8 games, I think some people will be like, oh, that's negative, oh, because Harbaugh's there, that's a wasted year, blah, blah, blah. It may not actually be, though, a wasted year because the Chargers had a huge locker room problem with that guy, Brandon Staley, who was not qualified to be an NFL head coach.
Just the one thing I'll say, though, is, all right, in 06, when Harbaugh took over Stanford in 07, they went from 1-11 to 4-8.
Yeah.
All right? Michigan, he took over a 5-7 team, went 10-3 the next year. With the 49ers in 2010, took over a 6-10 team, went 13-3.
Big jump.
Every single time Jim Harbaugh takes over a team, they have an immediate jump forward. And that was the expectation with the Chargers. With these moves that we're talking about, like, if he makes any jump forward, it's just Jim Harbaugh is amazing. But it's hard to think that with Josh Palmer and Quentin Johnson as your 1-2, with Gus Edwards as your starting running back, you know, you lost Eric Kendricks, Joey Bosa is getting older and he's never healthy. Obviously, Khalil Mack's getting older. Derwin James is never healthy. It's hard to imagine. We remember like 2-3 years ago when they signed J.C. Jackson. They had Khalil Mack and Asante Samuel Jr.
J.C. Jackson.
Yeah, and like Austin Eckler, and they brought in all these guys. Mm-hmm. And you're like, man, this team and
Madden
Derwin
team.
James and Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. This team is going to be so good for the talent. And they just never lived up to it. All that talent is, for the most part, gone. I mean, 90% of the guys that we were talking about are gone or they failed. Mm-hmm.
And also, let's be real here. Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack are back for next year. I think after that, both of them are going to be gone. And like, Khalil Mack's a free agent in 2025. Joey Bosa had a dead cap hit for 2024 of $30 million. He has 2 years left of the contract, this year and next year. Next year, the dead cap hit is at $7.6 million. So you're setting up the stage for probably this to be Khalil Mack's final season with the Chargers, and then this is probably also Joey Bosa's final season with the Chargers too.
And even with Joey Bosa there, in his 8-9 seasons in the NFL, he's had 3 seasons where he played 16 games.
Yeah, and only, he's hurt all the time.
And only 2 other seasons where he played 11 games or 10 games or more, right? Every other year he's hurt 12 games, 6 games, 4 games, 5 games, 10 games. Yeah, he gets the sacks when he's there, but he's never healthy. So it feels like this Chargers team that was loaded with talent with Brandon Staley is emptying the cupboard with Jim Harbaugh. And it makes you wonder, listen, I have high expectations because I think that Jim Harbaugh does something to a culture and the details that he just brings in and his approach and his style and his thinking and the way he just prepares players for the game is second to none. But even with him,
get to the take here. Come on. You're about to get a take.
There's no talent. And the talent that's there never plays.
Herbert's talent.
They're finished. To me, I still think that they might finish last in this division.
Oh.
There's no talent outside of the quarterback.
They have more talent, though, than the Broncos.
Do they?
The Broncos have Patrick Surtain. That's it. The Chargers have Justin Herbert. Even if you want to say that's it, I'd take the quarterback over the corner any day.
I mean, it's.
You could be a little bit down. You could be. No, it's not.
It's close.
It's really not. And
the
also,
Chargers have nobody.
And people will believe in Jim Harbaugh. I bet you there's already people in that Broncos locker room that are like, this Sean Payton fella. Do we really trust him still, even though he's considered a legendary coach?
Listen, I love them. I love Jim Harbaugh. Sean Payton has more Super Bowl victories than he does.
Sure. Jim Harbaugh also coached 4 years in the NFL. Sean Payton has been in the NFL for over a decade.
I'm just saying, like, if you look at the talent levels of those two teams, the Chargers are not significantly better than the Broncos.
They have a quarterback, so that makes them better. Anyway, it is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a break. We'll come on back with a little news brief.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
All righty, news brief time on CBS Sports Radio. There's been a lot of banter from all of our airwaves recently. So, Tiki Barber, who hosted like 10 years here on CBS Sports Radio, the legendary Giant running back, has a chance one day to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's just been getting slammed recently. And it's really unfair. Like, you watch the Tiki Barber, Saquon Barkley thing. Anyone that actually thought that Tiki was wishing, like, death upon Saquon and that, like, Saquon Barkley's dead to everybody is an idiot and has no sense of humor. He was laughing when he said it. All he said was, Saquon, you're dead to us. And he was laughing. It was tongue-in-cheek. So Ryan Clark sees that, and I used to be a big fan of Ryan Clark of the Pivot podcast, and I love Channing Crowder, obviously. Ryan Clark, just in such an uncalled way, just laid in to Tiki Barber, and I guess they were teammates when Ryan Clark was starting his career and Tiki Barber was ending his career. Here is Ryan Clark just trashing Tiki Barber. Let me say this before we play the clip. Leave Tiki alone, please. Here we go.
Tiki taught me what I didn't want to be as a veteran. Tiki taught me how you don't make a young player feel welcome. The way he made me feel as a young rookie and a second-year player, I said, I don't ever want to be that dude. And he's continued to be that person. You also weren't liked and beloved like Saquon Barkley is. You weren't that sort of teammate that everybody rallied around last year. And don't try to backtrack it once you say it. Don't try to ingratiate yourself to the New York Giants fans who may feel the same way who you said you're echoing and then say it's tongue in cheek. Nah, stand on it. And when he calls you out, stand on it. And the one thing people like him taught me when I was in that Giants locker room is I'm gonna have parties for the rookies when there's nowhere to go. I'm gonna make you feel like, well, you the OG, that that's the way it's supposed to be done. And he never did that, at least as what I could see and the way he was to me as a player. And he's continuing to act the same sort of way in the media. And it's a reason people feel the way that he does, and nobody wraps their arms around him as a former player.
Now, I could trash Ryan Clark here. I'm not going to. I'm going to do two things here. Santer, you're on deck. Ready? We're going to have you coming out of the bullpen in just a second. But what I will say is this. I've known Tiki Barber now for over 10 years. And Tiki Barber, for someone that could have the biggest ego in this studio and at this company, because he's a former football player and you could make the argument he should be a Hall of Famer, you would never know. Like, if I didn't know what Tiki did before coming to radio, you would never know that Tiki Barber was this big, successful football star. I don't think anyone gets more dragged, and it's so unfair for him getting dragged, than Tiki Barber. I think it's so ridiculous. He's one of the nicest people here at this company. And some people could say, oh, well, Zach, it's because you're on the air. Obviously, you guys are going to have a good relationship. Do you know how many people behind the scenes here that Tiki Barber goes to bat for, or that Tiki Barber at least talks to them and gets to know them? There's a lot of radio talent in this company and in this building that people like are afraid to look them in the eyes, and they haven't accomplished anything close to what Tiki Barber has accomplished. So Ryan Clark, some practice squad player. I know Ryan Clark had a very good career, but you were some practice squad player pretty much in New York. What was really your perception of Tiki Barber? You're a defensive player, he's an offensive player. I think it's a bunch of bull crap. Now, Samter, here's what I fear. Samter and Tiki are very close. You guys worked together for how many years?
About 10.
10. And I know that Tiki's been very good to you. So if I open up the door too much, I think the show music may start playing at 5:55 and we may miss Axe Update. Anyway, so what I'm going to do here, I'm going to put you on a minute timer. I may give you some extra time. See, I'm learning things soccer. A little soccer reference there, boys. I may give you 90 seconds if the first minute is like really good. But I want no more than 90 seconds. Tell me when you're ready. You good to go?
Sure.
3, 2, 1, Santer.
Listen, I'm not going to lose it on Ryan Clark. Every guy has their experience. It's weird that he would go on the air and just trash Tiki for Tiki's tongue-in-cheek comments about Saquon. But whatever. You're right. I've known Tiki for a while. He's a good dude. There's been a lot of guys who've come on my show since I was producing Tiki who have loved Tiki. You know who loved him the most? His offensive linemen. Hutchinson, Snee, Deal. They love Tiki. Tiki would take care of them. Tiki would take them out. Tiki would shower them with gifts and affection and thanks. He was always showing them that they were the reasons why he was successful. Always giving them the credit. Always deflecting his own success to his offensive line. His offensive line loved him. Brandon Jacobs loves him. Tiki took Brandon Jacobs, who was an actual player on the roster on the offense that Tiki took under his arm. Okay, a guy who was actually drafted to replace Tiki, because at the time, Tiki was more of a special teams guy, okay? So Tiki took on this guy who was supposed to replace him and took him under his wing and just led him through. It's not a running back's responsibility to take a safety on the practice squad under his wing. So Ryan Clark, I get what you're saying, that you didn't feel that warmth from Tiki, but that's not Tiki's job. You're on the defensive end. He's on the offensive side. From the personal standpoint, I've seen Tiki come in through here. Interns, behind-the-scenes producers.
I'm giving you 15 more seconds, but wrap it up, Shorty.
Guys that you will never see in the industry ever again. Remembers their birthdays, takes them out to lunch, dinner, remembers their names. People whose names I don't remember. Tiki remembers their birthdays, takes them out. He has been the nicest, and I'm not joking. I've been in this industry for about 15, 20 years. The nicest former athlete and probably the nicest person I've ever known in this industry. So Ryan Clark, say what you will. Tiki's a good guy.
All right, it's a good job. Minute 56. I gave you a little extra time there. They were waiting for the ball to just go out of bounds, and that's how I think they stop it in soccer on the extra time and all that stuff, and the whistle was blowing. I have no clue if anything I just said about soccer was right or not. Let's hear from Tiki Barber. He responded to Ryan Clark, this on the Evan and Tiki show on WFAN in New York.
Wow, Ryan Clark. You are making blank up because you don't know me like that, dude. What is he talking about? I didn't embrace young players. Ask Brandon Jacobs if I embraced him. Now that he's the big wig at ESPN, he thinks he can just take shots and his word is gospel? He's making a story that fits his agenda, and he doesn't know me well enough to talk about me. So shut the hell up, Ryan Clark. Ooh. Please, you sound like a fool. If you think it's cool and trendy to make me the bad guy because it makes you cooler and trendier, by all means, shoot away, Ryan. He's uninformed. He doesn't know me like that. Don't talk about me like that because you don't know me like that. You don't know my relationships with my team, my former teammates, the organization. But you act like you know. You speak in a nice, calm, controlled way and give this like perfect troll job, not even troll job, but kill job of me. And it's not true. It's an opportunistic shot that he's taking because he thinks that he's going to gain advantage by being a jackass to me. Ooh. Congratulations, Ryan. Good luck in your career as well.
I love the word of the usage of jackass right there. It's a great job by the great Tiki Barber. And Tiki doesn't usually let this stuff get to him. Like, this has been a dude that has been slandered beyond belief. I've never heard Tiki that fired up. Let's go to Stephen Jones on the lack of success for the drama Dallas choking Cowboys in the playoffs.
No, it's frustrating for us as well. I mean, it's something, whether it be Jerry, whether it be myself, whether it be Will, the coaching staff, the organization, our family. I mean, those are all things that, you know, no one wants it more than we want. And I know our fans want it. And it's very understanding that there's frustration. And until we go do something about it, win 12 games again next year, but everybody's going to be looking at, what are you going to do in the playoffs? And we understand that's where the bar is. That's where the bar should be.
It's not wrong. I don't care if the Cowboys win 14 games in the regular season. I ain't going to get delirious about them until they actually do something in the postseason. So he understands what the perception is about his franchise in Stephen Jones. Let's go to RFK Jr., this courtesy of Fox News. 6 years ago when I got here to CBS Sports Radio, I never thought I'd have to credit Fox News for an RFK Jr. cut talking about why he would want Aaron Rodgers to be the next vice president of the United States of America. Are we testing 1, 2, 3? Testing 1, 2, 3. This microphone's on. This is the year of 2024. I guess it is. Go ahead.
I really like Aaron because our appeal is to young people. We're trying to make sure that young people are participating in the political process, that they have hope for America. We want somebody young who's going to look out for that generation. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers is battle-tested. He's stood up. He's been hammered by the press, stood up for things we believed in. I like that part of his character.
That is nails on a chalkboard, that voice. I don't think he'd be president. I don't want to make any political statements here because I'm not a very political guy. He's not going to be president of the United States anyway, but just by hearing the voice, I don't think he could be president of the United States. I'm sure that will offend some people, whatever. It is what it is. Let's hear Rick Pitino. You got St. John's and UConn getting underway, semifinals of the Big East tournament. I was at the Big East tournament last night. Saw Marquette had a thrilling overtime victory. Shot was waved off in regulation after we thought it was good and Marquette won it at the buzzer. Then they covered the spread. Thank you very much. Had a -4.5. In the extra session, and you also last night had an upset, Providence over Creighton. I love Kim English. We'll hear from Kim English in just a second. People love Kim English more than me. But here is Rick Pitino on how to beat UConn.
UConn tomorrow, what do you have to do to knock them off?
We got to have about 6 of their players get COVID.
Thank you, Coach. Congratulations.
That's via SNY, Nikki Lattarullo. I think if that joke was made 2-3 years ago, Rick Pitino may have been fired. Now I feel like people aren't going to get on Rick Pitino for that one. So this final cut we'll play for you. It is the most awkward moment I've ever been involved in. So let me take you behind the scenes. Last night, I get out of here at 6 o'clock. I take a 10-minute subway ride. I walk into Madison Square Garden no later than 6:15, 6:20 after getting the credential, going through security and all that. I go into the media room. I sit down. They had a buffet. I got some green beans. I got some grilled chicken. I had some pasta as well and a salad. I'm sitting at a table by myself, all by myself. And this reporter sits down. And this lady had like a big bag of makeup and a bunch of papers like in the makeup bag. Gave me hoarder vibes, if I'm being honest. She sits down, doesn't even say hello. The first words out of her mouth, it was so incoherent, but it was something about Aaron Rodgers and the whole vice president thing. And I'm sitting there saying, cut your chicken faster, all right? Get the pasta, get the chicken, get the green beans, shove them down your throat, and get the heck out of there. Because it was just rambling and rambling and rambling from this lady. Didn't get her name, had no clue who she was. This same lady, after the Providence game, walks into the press conference room. I'm sitting front row. She comes in with her phone obviously recording, the flash on, sits right behind me, and then proceeds to ask Kim English, the coach of Providence, this question.
Hey, coach, so you are trending on Black Twitter. The exact Twitter.
Come on, Black Twitter.
They like your
okay. Okay.
And so they're wanting to know who this, what's his marital status.
I think that's her first marital status question in tournament history.
The exact question is, do you fall single or in the house? What? Someone's asked me to ask you.
You could pass.
Man, yeah, no comment.
So it's bizarre for many situations or many parts of this, many reasons. Number one, I know it's tough to hear her audio. She said, coach, you're trending on Black Twitter and people are wondering your marital status because there are women that think you're very attractive. How do you file your taxes? Like, do you have any dependents and things like that? That's what she was asking. Number one, so weird to ask that in a press conference. Hilarious, awkward, extremely weird. But Kim English, I don't know his marital situation. I don't know if he has any kids. But if you were married, wouldn't you just say yes? So I don't know if there's anything going on there. But man, you don't ask that question. Guy just punched his ticket to the semifinals of the Big East, and that's the bull junk that he has to put up with. Bizarre, bizarre, bizarre. I don't want to make any allegations or anything. I just want to know if this lady was sober or not. Because when I was talking to her, I was like, something's going on here. Either you had a bad day or you're on something. I don't know. All right, that's the News Brief. This is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Wrap up the show next. Update time first. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.